The Warriors take to the road for a single game coming up Monday night in L.A. as the Lakers host the Warriors on Kobe Bryant jersey retirement night at Staples Center. And the Warriors coming off a win on Thursday over the Mavericks at Oracle Arena, where Kevin Durant, once again, outstanding, a game-high 36 points to go with 11 boards. Klay Thompson, a perfect 5 of 5 from beyond the arc with 25 points, and a stellar effort from Omri Caspi in the start, posting season highs in points and rebounds with 17 points and 11 boards as the Warriors win their 8th straight, taking down the Mavs 112-97, the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Well, we had a spell in the third quarter where we turned it over quite a bit. But when we weren't turning it over, we were making a ton of shots. I mean, obviously, Klay got going in the fourth quarter, I think it was, and KD just hit one tough shot after another. It didn't really feel like we were executing very well, and yet we were scoring and making shots. And the biggest thing was I thought we didn't match their intensity until kind of mid-second quarter. They've been playing well. They're always well coached. They don't turn it over. They make it hard on you. And I thought it took us a quarter and a half to meet that level of competition. And once we got going, we were fine.
Steve, like Kevin does this a lot this season, but specifically I think the past four games, he's had three of them with at least 30 points. What have you noticed in that specific stretch?
He's just really, really good. I mean, KD is just he's one of the most – talented scorers to ever play the game, and so he can make stuff out of nothing. And there were times where it didn't look like we had anything going, and he just rose up and knocked down threes or put it on the floor and scored. And he's basically unguardable. Everyone tries to do the same thing, which is to be really physical with him. Kleber, I thought, did a good job on him first half, especially really trying to knock him off course and be physical, but KD seems to have an answer for everything.
You obviously know he's very capable of what he's done the last four games, but it has been fun for you to kind of see him really open it up. And, you know, I think he's 33, 10, and yeah. 9, and 4 blocks a game.
I told him today at shoot-around, just, you know, it's so amazing to have a player like him who's a superstar, who, without even saying anything, without even me saying anything to him, you know, with Steph out, he just automatically takes over, averaging, I don't know, 34 a game without Steph. As soon as Steph comes back, Kevin's usage rate will go down, his points per game will go down, and he won't mind. So he has this amazing combination of skill and confidence and sort of humility and deference, you know, to his teammates, and this is a powerful, powerful force.
Coach, Caspi also had a great game tonight. You've been really complimentary of him all season. What was so good about him tonight, and what makes him such a great player for you?
Well, he's a perfect fit for us because he's a great cutter. He always has wonderful timing on his cuts, and he hits that little float shot, you know, after his cuts. It's not an easy shot to make. But he makes it consistently, and he's in a great spot because he's playing with a lot of great passers, David West and Andre. I mean, Andre was tremendous tonight, 10 assists and no turnovers. Seemed like several of those were to Omri. And so I just feel like Omri fits our style, and he's been really a fantastic player for us. We're lucky to have him.
Klay had 25 points. He was perfect from the three-point line. Do you think sometimes what he does goes a little unnoticed with guys like Kevin and Steph on this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think Klay is probably the quietest of our all-stars. I talked about it before the game, just the consistency of his effort and his durability. You know, he's just here for us every single night, guarding the toughest guy, knocking down shots, making plays, and then just goes home to Rocco and hangs out and shows up at practice the next day, and it's like Groundhog Day. Same thing every day from Klay. We can count on him every single night.
Do you think he's looking for that sort of like praise or fame, or do you think he just does what he does and is happy knowing that?
He's just very happy. He's very content. he doesn't need praise. I don't know. Is he coming in here tonight,
yes,
Raymond?
He is.
He's probably so excited about that.
Always.
Steve, do you have a team rule where if a fan gets hit in the head with the ball, your superstar has to kiss them?
Is that what happened? I heard everyone laughing. So what was it, KD? Or?
Yeah, he went over and kissed her on
That's
the head.
That's awesome. That's good. Yeah, that was scary. I mean, I saw the play happen, and it looked like the woman was not aware when the ball was coming her way and hit her pretty hard. So I'm glad she's okay, and it's nice of KD to make her feel better.
Jordan Bell stuffed the stat sheet again tonight. How would you assess how he's filled in as a starter, and are you going to try to find him more minutes once everybody's healthy?
Well, he fits us so well. I mean, he had 8 assists tonight. You know, he's athletic. He can switch. You know, tonight was a big switch game. The way Dallas executes, they put a lot of pressure on you with their screening and their cutting. And so Jordan was a good fit for us tonight, and seemingly every night. So we're going to keep throwing him out there and keep helping him learn about the league and develop him. And he's still making some mistakes, but he's so athletic that oftentimes he makes up for those mistakes in the same play. But he's been a real find for us, you know, to be able to get him in the second round and plug him in right away. He's making huge contributions.
Patrick only was 0-2 and didn't have a rebound in 30 minutes tonight. I mean, like, do you need more from him? Do you just need him to be a little louder on the court at times?
Not really. There are going to be times when we're going to need him, but I thought tonight he did what was necessary. We wanted him to guard Berea. Berea got going in the first half, but, you know, I thought second half we did a better job on him, and I thought Patrick was a big part of that. You know, we love his defense and his ability to switch and guard the ball, put pressure on the ball. And I think coming off of the absence after the concussion, it's going to take him a couple games to find his rhythm and his confidence in his offensive game.
And after Monday night's game in L.A., the Warriors have 7 consecutive games here at Oracle Arena, starting with the Grizzlies, Lakers, and Nuggets before the next Monday when the Cavaliers visit on Christmas Day. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.